216-474-0092. Could this investigation of Emmanuel Clase, Luis Ortiz still being investigated, could this affect your fandom? Could this affect your fandom of any sort? Because you know, we had a conversation. I don't want to be stupid and naive about it, even though I can be stupid and naive many times. I think for the general fan today, I think they're sick. I think they're sick, not just about this situation with Emmanuel Clase. I think the entire winter and this entire string of everything that's gone on, where you have not been a very competitive team, you can't get anything going offensively. Anybody who you've had a chance to be excited about has probably gotten hurt at some point or another. You just haven't been a competitive team when you were in the ALCS last year. And it looks like you're heading backwards, and that last season might have just been a fluke for all we know, and that you're in the middle of a major retooling. Now, I want to give the organization some time, but when you go from the LCS, you're supposed to throw in. You're not supposed to bow out after an ALCS run, at least your first one. A lot of fans are upset, and I think that a lot of fans might be feeling a little bit of apathy going, you know what? What else is going to happen? You're not taking the season seriously. I'm not going to take you seriously. You saw what happened last night where Cade Smith comes in, gets blown up. It was just a bad capper to a really crappy day as a Guardians fan. And maybe some people are going, Uncle, that's it for me. That's it. Now, to not be naive, because I want to get to the phones here in a second. This ain't going to be the last one we do it. I don't think it's some epidemic of legalized sports gaming. I think this is probably something that has been, things like this has probably been going on in some capacity in all major sports for a while. And I think a lot of people have wondered about it for a while. But remember, before this, they were not corporate partners. Sports betting houses were not corporate partners with leagues. Now that they're corporate partners, this is done more rigorously than it ever has. I mean, Lima, you and I had this discussion. This was with the Malik Beasley situation. You and I had this discussion going, okay, when does the system get broken? Is this a broken system? And Lima, you said, no, the system's working. They're finding these improprieties here. And I'm going, well, yeah, now they are finding these improprieties because they have money at stake in their own business relationships. So they have to protect whatever sanctity of sports that they have.
Well, they're seeing the bets, too. They have access to those. When it was behind closed doors, when it was at the barbershops or it was the seedy alleys, they didn't know where the big money was being wagered. They might have had a few sharps kind of getting intel, but that was it. Now they know immediately, like the amount of college baseball a year ago. Do you remember that? College baseball last year, games were taken off the board immediately based on one bet. Like, that's incredible. And then it triggered. It triggered their alarms so that they knew to investigate stuff.
It's almost as if you wonder if some lines are put out there in some sports just to see if they can get anybody in on it. Like, it's not entrapment because you can't trap it on whether or not someone wants to put some in there. But, my God, you start to wonder, it's like, did they just put it out there to see if anybody's on the take on something like this so they can prove a point? Because they seem to find whoever they're looking for.
If I wanted to disadvantage a rival, like, let's say we were talking about, like, you know, a big, big game or whatever. Could you throw down so much money on a first pitch prop that would actuate these alarms just so it would get back into the heads and then you'd call the organization and go, did you see how much money was just wagered on this?
Honestly, I think not. I think not. If you had just because I... Nah, never mind. Maybe it would. If you just started... Like, if I just got an account... And I decided, hey, you know what? Today's game one of the ALCS. Yeah. We're back in the ALCS.
20 grand.
We're going up against Garrett Cole. And Garrett Cole's going to, you know what? I'm going to throw 20 grand all of a sudden on a first pitch ball.
Yeah.
Whatever the max is, I'm going to put the max is.
That, the alarms would go off. They'd get a call.
Because you would go, this is a first time person?
Can
this
I just
a, this
hit
a new
this
member?
Alarm
you should.
Real quick.
Reckless speculation.
Is he not right? Is he not right?
I mean, yeah, but there are certain other things in there. It's not just a ball. It's got to be like a certain mile an hour and all that, too.
Well, yeah, what can you actually bet on? I mean, this is part of it, right?
Because these are micro bets, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why, presumably, and now this is speculation, but presumably the reasons that especially Ortiz got flagged, it's because it's like, all right, I'm a starting pitcher, two pitches. Could you see yourself being corrupted at the lowest level? You're not being asked to throw a game, most likely.
True.
Because that's obvious. That's obvious. And your career would be on the line. You'd have to, they'd have to make it worth your while. Well,
starting pitchers, too. How many pitches do they throw away? They're throwaway pitches. They're literally called that.
Yes.
They are thrown with the intent to not be a strike.
Mm-hmm.
To maybe get a guy to swing. Now, it's later. It's never at the beginning of an at-bat, really. Unless you have a guy that's just swinging out of his shoes and you can throw something that cuts across the plate. But, I mean, yeah, I see it. If I was a underpaid major league prospect, I might take that jump too. But
I'm going to get to these phones here in a moment. 216-474-0092. Can I just say this as well? Just to speculate, if we're going to do a wild speculation about the other thing we were talking about. Emmanuel Clase seems to be a very competitive guy. This is what surprised me. I mean, when he closes out games, I mean, you can tell he's on a 50,000-foot ledge right there. So that's why the scenario that's being thrown around where organized crime could be involved in it in some way and there could be threats or something like that, which is unfounded right now, unfounded certainly, but that would certainly be applicable in that case. Now, I don't know much about Luis Ortiz, but we've gotten to know Emmanuel Clase on the mound for quite some time here over the last few years. And you can tell he's pretty intense. 216-474-0092. So I don't think I'd be wondering if he played for the New York Mets, but I know of what Emmanuel Clase is on the mound here with the Cleveland Guardians, and so that's why it is very surprising to us. Jimmy Haslam going to join the media at noon today. You will hear that live on The Fan. Let me get to Steve in Cleveland. You're first up on The Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen. Good to talk to you.
Glad to have you, Steve. Go ahead.
I think Class A, no matter how this turns out, got to go. No one's got, I mean, I know it sucks, but I don't want to ruin his career. He could go somewhere else, but every time he gets on the mound and he'll throw a wild ball, he'll do something that can outcome the game. Those kind of things, I mean, I don't think he has a chance. And if he's found guilty, then everybody, all the high-ups, got to go.
Wow.
Because no one's ever going to trust this again.
I don't know if that. I don't think the high ups like the. Are you talking to the manager and Antonetti and Chernoff and everybody?
I'm talking about the executive people, because these are people that are supposed. They're responsible for everything that happens below them, if they like it or not. And the thing is if you recall that Shoeless Joe, he got accused of it, and he to his dying day he said he had nothing to do with it, but people still didn't believe him.
Well, Buck Weaver tried to take him to court until his dying day, and they finally just kind of looked the other way. Not looked the other way, but they kind of went the other way on that when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
Steve, did you care about the Ohtani interpreter situation? Did you care about that story?
No, but I care because this is my team.
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay, same situation. Let's do it. I'm not going to name names, but the superstar of our team and his interpreter. Would you consider that a big deal or not?
Yeah, because you would never trust it. You would always have something in the back of your mind saying there's some form of cheating. And so the integrity of the game's gone.
Well, if he was, I got to tell you, Steve, thank you very much for the call. I got to disagree. If he was found to be not guilty of any wrongdoing whatsoever, if he was found completely exonerated in this investigation that's going on, I would be relieved, and I would say, all right, whatever he has, they might move on from him naturally at this point, but whatever, I'm willing to bring him back in. I have to wonder, what did the front office know? If the front office knew things and they were still out there, like, yeah, you probably got to move on from these guys. Or if the manager knew anything, like, yeah, you probably got to move on from these guys. But it's very simple. Like, hey, a lot of guys do it. They're grown adults. They're in the privacy of their own home. If there's a definite possibility they didn't know about these things, I don't know if I want to make those guys answer for this. Do you want? Do you think that's right or wrong, Anthony?
Oh, I
the front office and manager answer for that. Now, if we find out there were 18 players involved in this, well, like obviously something's bad
becomes,
here in this stage.
It becomes hard to understand why they wouldn't know something. Yeah. You would think if it were just two guys that happen to have lockers right next to each other. And they had devised a formula to where one pitch a day, two pitches a day, that was their level of culpability.
Yes.
I think it's hard to go after managers because they're doing it. They're devising it intentionally to be under the radar.
Right now, I feel that there is plausible deniability.
Yeah.
To say that other people did not know. Now, if this turns into that, what this Hector Gomez thing, which is unfounded, that there may be more coming in the coming days, which Major League Baseball has already said there weren't. The Guardians have put that statement out that Major League Baseball has already told them there weren't going to be more coming out in the coming days. But if more were to come out in the coming days, then you would have this discussion about these guys' futures. But you can see where two guys whose lockers are next to each other, you might wonder, you might ask, if Luis Ortiz got in trouble, would you ask Emmanuel Clase? Maybe. Emmanuel Clase could always tell you, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not involved in anything. Well, am I going to say that he's lying to my face?